will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
To the downside of venture capital.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Don't want to wait until you jump off the cliff to grab a parachute.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. Welcome to a special edition of the Tough Things First podcast with Ray's new series on essential leadership. I'm your guest host, Rob Artigo. I'm a writer and investigator in California. I'm happy to be back, Ray.
Hey, Rob, it's always good to do these podcasts with you. You're so energetic and positive.
Well, this is a great subject to pick your brain about. Leadership is, as we discussed in the first episode, it's a very broad topic, and it's rich for grabbing those little details out of the realm of leadership and exploring them a little bit so that we can grow and be better leaders. And if we're just okay leaders, we can be better leaders. If we're great leaders, we can still learn something because we should be humble enough at least to understand that we don't know everything. So let's launch into episode number 2 of the Tough Things First series on essential leadership.
I was reading
your latest book, which is Zen of Zen 2, which follows Zen of Zen. And, you have all these basically little passages that you can read each day or a couple times a day if you choose and get little bits of wisdom about leadership, about life. And I find it very interesting across the board. I mean, if there's this thing about daily affirmations, you get to sit there in the morning and read something, but it does give you something to get a frame of mind and focus on something, particularly if you take something out of a particular reading and go, oh, you know what, I'm going to try to implement this in my life today. Zen of Zen 2. So if you have these thoughts of and inspirations, today's topic, I think we'll just say what it takes to handle setbacks and failures and yet still succeed. So great leaders, I know, like you, tend to be tenacious. So remind us, in Zen of Zen 2, you have an expression, or you actually quote the expression, if at first you don't succeed, try again. But you have a caveat to that. What's that caveat?
Well, if you he who repeats the past fails in the future is another saying that I have. So if you keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, that's insanity. So don't keep repeating the same mistake and expecting a different result. You're going to get the same result over and over and over. So that's a concept of try again, but don't repeat the same mistake.
Do you see that a lot in the business world?
Yes. I mean, people are afraid of failure. I mean, that's one of the biggest fears that we have, is the fear of failure. And so in trying to overcome failure, either we go go into cocoon and just kind of get out of the situation, or risk averse, or we keep just doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result. And I see that. That's how companies fail. As we mentioned in series one, episode one, nine out of 10 startups fail because, they just keep repeating the same mistake and expect a different result. So, honestly, if something doesn't work the first time, when you plan, don't forget, is you plan, then you do a follow-up, check your plan, see if it's working, then you revise your plan and then move forward again. You don't just stay with the same plan if it's not working, because generally speaking, if the plan isn't working, there's something wrong.
Yeah, I always think of the old military saying is no plan ever survives first contact with the enemy. So you have your plan, then when you implement it, something's changed, right?
Exactly. You know, who moved the cheese? You can't keep going back. Is that book, you know, Who Moved the Cheese?
Yeah.
You can't keep going back to the same place and expecting to get the same meal. Things move, things change. You have to be able to pivot, and pivoting is the key to improving one's leadership or improving one's skills.
Well, you are out there a lot talking to young people or just young business owners, if you want to call anybody under the age of 45 as being, you know, somebody could potentially be coming up to you and pitching you an idea and maybe not have maybe be a little bit green behind the ears as a leader of a business. So do you have experiences where people come up to you and then you tell them, give them the advice, hey, look, it looks like you've tried this a lot and you failed and you are just doing the same thing over and over again?
Yeah. I mean, I was coaching a couple of students from Utah Valley University. And they were on the master's program and they had come up with this product idea. And so I said, well, now let's look at what's working, what's not working. They would make a list up and I'd say, okay, now this is what's not working. So what's your plan to make it work, to get that issue resolved? They just kept saying, well, we're just going to keep pushing. And I said, no, pushing, unless you're pushing on the right thing, is not going to get you anywhere. So I said, let's try something different. And so they go back and scratch their head and they come back and said, we've seen other companies do the similar thing and it worked for them. And I said, yeah, but it's not working for you. So don't just follow that example. So I have a story, you know, that I tell, mm-hmm. Which is a young 9-year-old girl was watching her mother cook a Sunday roast, and her mother cut an inch off each side of the roast before she put it in the pan. And the daughter asked her mother, why do you do that? Why do you cut an inch off each side? She says, because that's the way my mother did it. And so the young girl kind of nodded, oh, okay. And then she happened to be with her grandmother sometime later. And she asked her grandmother, why do you cut off an inch off each side of the roast? Her grandmother smiled and said, that's because that was the only size pan we had. And so, you know, just because that's the way it was done in the past, and, mm-hmm. and that doesn't mean that's the way you need to do it in the future. Things change. And unless you're willing to move with the cheese, you're not going to succeed. And don't keep cutting an inch off each side of the roast just because that was the only size pan you had. You got to come up with another solution. Get a bigger pan or get a different size pan or something.
You can continue. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I mean, that was my point, was that don't stay with the same plan just because that's the way somebody else did it.
Well, is there a secret behind, you know, we talked about being tenacious. Leaders are tenacious by nature if they're good or great leaders. They're tenacious by nature. Is there a secret behind being tenacious while also being aware of what you learn along the way so you don't repeat the same mistakes over and over again?
Yeah, that's another funny story. We were moving a large bed, a queen-size bed into a room. And I said to my two guys that were helping me, I said, I don't think we have to take it apart to move it into the room. I think you can get it in without doing that. And so, you know, they just started moving the bed through the doorway. And I said, Les, I don't think it's going to go in that way. And they said, oh yeah, we can do it. It can, you know, kind of move a little bit here and a little bit there, you know, and I said, no, you can't go that. That's not going to fit that way. And I said, you can push all you want and you're not going to get it through that door. And so I said, here, tell you what, let's do it. So you do it from an angle. And so let's put the headboard in first, then move to the right and then slide it through and then move to the left again. And so they tried that and then that worked. So it's kind of back to the story about the little girl asking her mother why she cut an inch off each side of the roast. So, you know, there, there's the right way to do it, and there's a wrong way to do it. And so the right way gets it done. The wrong way, you're just going to frustrate yourself.
Is there a way to learn this process? I mean, am I to make notes about these things, write it down, or how do I, as a leader, young leader, make sure that I'm fostering an awareness of how to balance that between, you know, trying versus making sure I don't try the same thing over and over again and try to force the issue like the bed into the room?
Well, when we say, you know, if at first you don't succeed, try again, doesn't mean try the same thing again and again and again. What we're saying is maybe I should change that. At first you don't succeed, try something different again. But don't give up. Keep trying something different. Revise your plan. As you said, that military saying, you know, you never succeed on the first attack on the enemy. Yeah. You know, you got to revise your plan. And so that's the same thing. You know, if at first you don't succeed, and then usually you don't on your first shot, then you try something different. That's how we improve. That's how things get better. I mean, you know, if you look at the first automobile, I mean, the first automobile was kind of the Model T Ford was kind of a rickety thing. It had wooden wheels and real spindly tires, and it had a kind of a funny shifting mechanism, and it was open. There was no cover to it. And now compare that to our vehicles today. So, you know, what we did is we just kept trying. And so over the last 100 years, we have significantly improved the automobile because we kept trying, but we kept improving as we tried.
If memory serves, on a previous podcast, you talked a little bit about the practice that you had at Micrel, which you ran for 38 years in the Silicon Valley, of when you ask people for plans or projections, you would say, I want to know the good and the bad. And you, if I recall correctly, you said you emphasized how much you wanted to hear the bad part because you wanted to know, be able to make the appropriate preparations for the eventuality that went sideways on you.
So when you develop a plan, you have the pros and the cons. Okay, so the pros are this is why I'm doing it. The cons is why I shouldn't do it. And so you should have as equal number of cons as you do pros. And because if you just have a list of 10 pros and only one con, that tells me you really haven't thought through your plan very, very well. And so, you know, what you want an equal number of pros and cons. And so, you know, the pros we all can get excited about. The cons, we have to ask ourselves, you know, what do we need to do to minimize the impact of those cons? The cons are going to be there. There is no plan that does not have a downside. And so, you know, what we want to do is minimize the downside. You will have downsides. I promise you that. So what you want to do though is minimize the impact of the downside. Not that you can eliminate it, but what you want to do is minimize its impact.
It's a good way to explain, you know, over the course of this podcast, episode 2 of, as we discuss essential leadership here on the Tough Things First podcast, is, you know, from Zen of Zen 2, we pulled this topic. So Zen of Zen 2 being your latest book. And if you want to find out more about that, of course, pick up that book. Also pick up the book, Tough Things First. Moral of the story today on leadership, of course, repeating the same mistake and expecting a different result is insanity. So when you try again, learn from your mistakes, not to repeat them, but make sure that you know. So if you were just talking about the lists, so you have the pros and cons, you want to be able to track those cons. Go, okay, so when something drops through the con hole in one of the subjects, you know, one of the areas where there's a weakness, if your plan falls through that hole, make sure you've covered up that hole for the next time through so that mistake isn't made again. I mean, that's how I read what you were saying.
That's a good point. You know, fill that hole in. Don't just leave it open so that you can trip and fall into it. Make sure you cover that hole.
Yeah, because you may forget that it's there. If enough time goes by, you'll forget that it's there. And then that all of a sudden it's a gaping hole again. So as always, you can reach Ray Zinn with your questions at toughthingsfirst.com. Continue their education and the conversation with all of the podcasts, blogs, the links to information about the book, Tough Things First, Ray's other books, The Zen of Zen and The Zen of Zen 2, which is brand new. These are collections of writings on interrelated topics of entrepreneurship, leadership, management, discipline, determination, society, people, and life. I mean, it covers just the gamut. Join us next time for episode 3 in this series, Essential Leadership. Thanks again, Ray.
Oh, you're welcome, Rob. Good to be with you again.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.